This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
The number one thing we can do is lay out how serious the outcome of humanity taking a wrong turn could be. Just how high the stakes are. I'm going to lay that out in the next segment. It's also vital to go back and illustrate who's been in control of this global system and who those people are and what their worldview is. That's all coming up. We have Dr. Steve Pachinik joining us. A year ago, he said that Trump should bring in somebody like General Kelly if he got elected. I remember that. He's going to be joining us to break that down, give us inside intel. Dr. Corsi's got big news coming up. But first, it's important to document the crimes they've committed and keep reminding people. They count on us having a short attention span. Here's John Bowne's report.
Repeal and replace Obamacare. Repeal and replace, repeal and replace, repeal and replace, repeal and replace, repeal and replace. And if you don't, and then if you don't, we're going to repeal them.
So that's John McCain saying repeal and replace, taking Trump's words away from him. And then as soon as he had a chance to shoot down the bill that was the best one we've seen yet, according to Senator Rand Paul, to save the economy, to save our health care system, Elizabeth Warren admitted it's designed to destroy health care as we know it and bring in a single payer, but with corporations that you have to pay. So it's even worse than socialism. It's like fascism, but under a socialist model. So he pledged, of course, to do that, and then he screwed you over.
But when McCain returned, he flashed a gasp-inducing thumbs down. Devastating McConnell as Democrat Chuck Schumer shushed his elated troops.
It's not a time for celebration. It was a time of relief.
When did you know he was going to vote no?
I can tell you, John and I talked four or five times each day since he came back.
And the media is just creamy-eyed right now in a celebration of the, quote, defeat of Trump.
If I were a Republican operative, I would be feeling pretty low right now. What is your feeling?
Well, I certainly felt that way after last night. I mean, the sense of failure with the Senate effort to do something on health care, to keep the vehicle moving, was profound.
They're the monsters that created this legislation. They're the ones that are cowards and won't get rid of it. They're the ones that will be held responsible by the voters. The voters may be distracted, and some of them may be dumb. But even mainline Democrats seeing their health care go up, and working families across this country know they've been lied to, and they know Trump didn't create Obamacare.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
If you like your doctor, you will be able to keep your doctor, period.
Lack of transparency is a huge political advantage. And basically, you know, call it the stupidity of the American voter or whatever. But basically, that was really, really critical to getting the thing to pass.
So there's a lot of basic self-preservation going on out there. The main problem that MSM has and will continue to have over the years is that when they put out these fake polls, even when they don't show the methodology, when they do, you always see them adding 9, 15, 20 points or more. You can only lower polls so long. You can't just keep lowering because nobody believes, you know, that Trump's got a 35% approval rating. And they know that there's elections coming up that'll prove their polls wrong. So now that it's still 3 years out, you know, until Trump's facing full re-election, they're creeping back with the fake polls again. And it's just what they do. And we know from industry bots and the same numbers that any major company that subscribes to all these numbers can do. Why do you think CNN was having to add 15 points on to Hillary? Because he was 15 points ahead. They wanted to show her ahead of him. So it's, again, who they call, who they poll, who they reach out to. So most of CNN polls are phone polls where you call CNN. In some polls, they oversampled 34% more Democrat callers But they put it in the methodology. Well, I could have a methodology for saying for headache, like Trefany, where I take...
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodide instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The globalist's great error is to believe that as they collapse humanity, they end up on top. The truth is, humanity is coming down fast, but we're miles above them on our journey to hell.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Coming down fast, but I'm miles above you. Thank you for joining us today, ladies and gentlemen. So much happening. I'm glad that Dr. Stephen Chenick, StephenChenick.com, co-author with Tom Clancy and many books, best-selling author in his own right, worked with major intelligence agencies, psychological operations, Delta Force, you name it, here to talk about the waterfront. This General Kelly appointment to Chief of Staff, he was calling for this back when Trump was candidate Trump, right after he got the nomination in July. So he's joining us to talk about that, to talk about the internal battles that are going on. We got some good news. Analysts, North Korean ICBMs lack effective reentry to deliver payloads. So they could hit the United States, but evidence shows they cannot reenter properly to deliver their payloads. The problem is soon they'll be able to do that, and they're trying to get sea-launched missiles from submarines now and threatening to attack the United States. That's the big problem. So will Trump be forced to move the next few weeks, the next few months? They've said all options are on the table. We'll get Dr. Steve Pachinik's take on that as well. But first off, let me raise this with Dr. Steve Pachinik. I know he's not a Russophile. In fact, he helped bring down the Soviet Union. But they're becoming more Christian, more free market. They're battling radical Islam. They've worked with the military against the Arab Spring that the traitors of the government, like Obama and Hillary, openly engaged in. So there's been an internal civil war for 6 years with our own military and patriots saying we're not going to go along with your Arab Spring. So when they say there's a Russian connection, it's there that we've worked with the Russians. We broke that 6 years ago, 5 years ago. Cy Hirsch came on last year, confirmed that we were right. We had general knowledge from a lot of sources in the government. We had Colonel Schaefer. We, of course, have had folks on like Tosh Plumlee. We've had folks involved, obviously, with Benghazi on. We've had Steve Pachinik on. All documenting up front what really happened at Benghazi, what's happened since then. And so if you want to find Russian collusion, it's Russia working with, I guess, our patriotic deep state, which is more than one deep state, obviously, to not actually merge with radical Islam and then double-cross the American people as the EU has done their own population. So that's the basics from my perspective. What comes in now is I see one of Trump's failures is he's being bullied by the media and by the other side of the deep state into new sanctions against Russia, into a military stance against Russia, into an acceleration of already bad blood into even worse to prove he's not in bed with the Russians. And the more he starts fights with the Russians, the more we get into a posture of aggression, the worse they bully the president, claiming these non-existent Russia ties. So I just don't like seeing the tail wag the dog here of Hollywood, MSM, the Democrats, the neocons, the rhinos, trying to destroy the good foreign policies I see out of Trump on other areas into making Russia public enemy number one. I don't know Dr. Pachinik's view on this. We'll get it right now, Doc.
The truth of the matter is, for some time, as you correctly stated, from the very beginning of the Trump nomination, I said the first things would have to go would be the political operatives. Corey Lewandowski's an excellent operative. He's still involved, although he had to leave. But the ones who were not excellent were the ones who were thrown out, Spicer and Priebus. The reason for that is they're really not qualified to run a complex system. The reason General Kelly came in, and we had McMaster, we had Mattis, we have about 6-7 generals now who are involved in the central command of the White House and other important agencies, including the CIA with Pompeo, is that they're used to efficiency, they're used to effectiveness. They know very well that Russia is not our enemy. Now, what is happening is you've got, again, the ineffectual Republican Party, which couldn't pass Obamacare or couldn't repeal it, couldn't do anything. They had only 7 years to learn about it. They had 7 years to be able to improve it, and they proved to be totally incompetent. Again, Ryan, McClellan, and our friend McCain. So what we have there is complete incompetency. Now, beneath that element of the so-called kabuki of politics is really what we concern the deep state, or what I call the honorable deep state. And they, in effect, are doing exactly what they were supposed to do and what I've been saying for a long time. Number one, we have had no discussion of the fact that Mattis and our generals in Iraq have been incredibly effective at taking down ISIS. The Russians know this. The Iranians have noticed this. What we have now is a problem that in 5 days we had a phased attack into Mosul, and it was incredibly effective. You had heard nothing but nothing from the press about the phased victory in Mosul. The second part is that Iran had been our ally, and now they're beginning to turn against us. So once we went into Mosul and we effectively took down ISIS, then the Iranians are starting to fight with us. Now, this is a conundrum. This is not something I expect the politicians to understand. I don't expect Congress to understand. And I think for the most part, they're really ineffectual.
Sure. I mean, they don't understand that if you've got this battle of all these different armies together over this key area of this gateway to Europe, to be able to blackmail Europe and control the new pipelines and the rest of it, that as soon as we began to kick out the Saudi, Qatari, Wahhabist faction, that Iran that we've been allied with would obviously try to double cross and come into that vacuum. But we have a 5-year, 6-year deal. Assad needs to reportedly move towards an open election now. Iran needs to move out. Right. And we need to move towards democratizing Syria, correct?
Right. Now, what's important, and you hit it on the head, Alex, and you're one of the few to discuss it. What's important now is that our forces are acting as a peacekeeping force in northern Syria. I've talked about it before. They are separating Erdogan's Turkish forces, who were our allies, as well as the Kurds, who did an incredible job. The YPG, primarily, they're women fighters, and they were excellent.
Exactly. So if you have five factions, that's why I use the Hobbit analogy, five factions, they're going to want to pour back in. How long will we have to be there, though, for this to be stabilized?
Unfortunately, as I've said before, it's easier to create war. That was started by Bush Jr. and Cheney and the neocons. It's much harder to end a war. And I must give credit to our generals, all of them, Mattis, McMaster, Vogel, the head of special forces, because they are doing a yeoman's job, not in terms of kinetic killing, but in terms of negotiating and arbitrating peace treaties. And Rex Tillerson has done an excellent job in decreasing the size of the State Department. And in turn, because he was head of ExxonMobil, he knows all the Sunni and Shiite players. Now, to get something straight, what happened with Putin was, okay, Trump went along with these incompetent politicians in Congress who placed a misplaced sanction on the Russians. But the Russians are very clever. So is Trump. What Putin did, what we did not do, was to allow our businesses to withdraw from Russia. In other words, our major businesses in the gas and the oil and in the Air Force and whatever other material that Putin needs are still going forth. And what really happened, Putin said, well, I'm going to withdraw 722 American staff members of our Russian embassy. Meanwhile, in Moscow, it was never a great embassy. I worked out of there. I never really used it. I worked in the
field. Sure, so Trump's having to do this for face saving, but the truth is there are certain global economic interests that want to be able to dictate who and can and can't go into Russia. And instead, the real way to continue to accelerate the reforms in Russia is to continue the free market connections with the West.
You had it right on the head, Alex. And what's happening is we're allowing the free markets to go in. So whatever sanctions we may have against a particular oligarch and all, that's part of the kabuki. The 722 people are really primarily Russian citizens who work in a non-secure area and the embassy. So this is all a kabuki. The reality is our intelligence, CIA, other intelligence units always work with the Russians, have always. Our military have always worked with the Russians because they have to. We're in Syria. It's a complicated situation. The Russians are very effective in what they do. Our military is very effective in what they do. And in turn, a general like Mattis of the Defense Department, Def, says, look, we got a problem in Africa. And even Petraeus came forth and a lot of other generals who were involved saying, we can't give aid to every major leader of a dysfunctional country in Africa. So what Trump has allowed the military to do is not only to be in the kinetic part, which is a minor part, but to be in really the negotiation, the strategy, and the literal.
And they're having real strategy now. What do you make of the headlines that they're having debates about fully withdrawing from Afghanistan?
Well, I think it's important. From my point of view, that was a war that was started by a neocon by the name of Zalmay Khalilzad, who worked with me on the West Bank.
And it's the longest running war in U.S. history.
Correct. But it was started by that CIA that wanted some kind of things to get involved. Afghanistan has no strategic value to us. It's really an extension of Pakistan and the ISI, or the Inter Service Intelligence Agency. For us, the real issues that are important are going to be China, Russia, to get out of the Middle East and pivot to where we need to pivot, which is really to Southeast Asia and to the China Sea, as well as monitoring.
Exactly, but the Chinese propagandists through our media really want to keep us in the Middle East.
That's correct. Now you hit it on the head. I think you're the best strategist. You hit it right on the head.
Oh, no, I can see the strategy, and I can see Trump on every front following strategies that make sense for America, for prosperity, and for peace. Let's come back, though, and talk about these brothers trying to flee the country, and Seth Rich and the next big shoe to drop, and so much more with Dr. Steve Pachinik straight ahead. We'll also hear from him about what else he thinks President Trump should do next. We'll be back.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's time to get greedy. A real zinc shortage is upon us. The Wall Street Journal says zinc supplies are down to 3 weeks. Mine supply is struggling to meet demand. And no major discoveries in the last 22 years. What's it mean for you? Keith Neumeyer, who's made hundreds of millions investing in hard asset mining plays, is making his biggest call yet. Download a special zinc report at futuremoneytrends.com/Z. Don't wait. Get your special zinc report today at futuremoneytrends.com/Z.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
All right, folks, we are back live. Dr. Jerome Corsi is joining us in the next segment. He broke the news that they were looting the Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac money for Obamacare, and then he hammered it. I know met with some of the folks from the White House as well and said, have Trump defund this and don't let him loot Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. And indeed, that is then what the president's now saying they're looking at doing. So that's his ace in the hole to defund this monstrosity if they won't get rid of it in Congress. So that's coming up in the next segment. Really key intel. But getting back to Dr. Steve Pachenik of stevepachenik.com, Watchdog Group asked Congress to probe Representative Wasserman Schultz over fired IT aide who got caught with the laptops hidden in the Library of Congress, and the cops have got it. Schultz threatens them, and she's over the District of Columbia in Congress and says, I'll cut your funding if you don't stop the investigation. I mean, wow. Talk about arrogant. IT worker for Florida Congresswoman fired, accused of bank fraud. USA Today exclusive. Wasserman Schultz aide in Pakistan still liquidating assets in the U.S. That's Daily Caller. That's after he got arrested trying to flee. Meanwhile, lawsuit claims Fox News and Trump supporter created fake story about killing of DNC staffer Seth Rich. They're acting like Seth Rich didn't even get shot in the back now. They are so scared of the Seth Rich thing. And I've seen the clips of this guy, and I know they can selectively edit. But he's up there saying he thinks the D.C. police, you know, destroyed it, or the Secret Service did, and that the family hired him to go out and do this. He's saying he never said that, or that Fox News made this up. And you got the heads of Fox News wanting to get rid of it. So they're kind of inviting these things on themselves, these sexual harassment suits, this, all of it, as a way to move within the culling of Fox to go after each new group they want to bring down. Sean Hannity's the next domino they want. Sean knows that and is already looking for an exit plan. What do you make of this, Dr. Pachenik?
Let me address first the Debbie Wasserman Schultz problem. There's no question the FBI and other agencies have to be involved in questioning her. She has no immunity whatsoever. I knew about her in Miami. She's not a very bright woman. She's got a loud mouth. She was a social worker. She was totally pandering to the left and to the old people in Miami. There's no question in my mind that the three brothers were clearly involved in, I'm sorry, I have dogs there, but they were.
I have dogs too. It's okay. Go ahead.
Aiming or defrauding the, our government. They were also involved in counterintelligence and in all forms of infringement, a kind of a financial terrorism of the United States. Now, if they were in fact backed by the CIA has to be accountable for it, and they're going to have to bring them back. What I suggest very strongly, and this is a warning to Pakistan, that I suspect these brothers have a strong connection to the ISI in Pakistan. And I would warn Pakistan to regroup them back to the United States and then send them back here for prosecution.
By the way, we've got to go to break. Do a few more minutes with me because I'm going to push Corsi the next hour so we have more time. But let's just explain this. From all of my just studying public intelligence, what's out there, the Democrats, under the globalist model, have basically sold out every interest in the U.S. to any government that would let them. And that it's been a free-for-all, and that that's what all the double servers were about, and letting foreign intelligence groups into your servers and not letting the FBI and NSA in, and that the Democrats are the ultimate group, just completely, with no ideology, really, just sell everything and everyone out to a level never before seen. In a way, they are capitalists that they always criticize, but from a purely mercenary bent, but with an overall anti-America culture, which you'd have to have to be able to engage in such nasty activity.
Let me put it more simply. You've said it very well. The truth of the Democrats are they're geriatric. They're 80, 78, 79. They're stupid. Most of them are not very bright.
Totally entitled.
Very well educated. And they're arrogant and very self-destructive. So you have the three elements here, which we worked on when Hillary came forth. I said to you, she's not very bright. She cannot see any strategic elements. Same thing with Dianne Feinstein, boxer. All of them have the same attributes. And Maxine Waters, self-aggrandizement, parasitic behavior, self-destruction, and very low intelligence because...
By the way, I should add you're a psychiatrist. I want you to psychoanalyze them when we come back. I know there's the whole Goldwater rule, but just looking at past activity, when I look at Hillary and that power trip smile she has glued on, I've known other people that are mentally ill and basically... mania about how powerful they are, whether it be a McDonald's manager, whether it be a bank manager, she has that same lunatic power trip look. How could she think she'd win? How could she think she was invincible when all the numbers showed she wasn't? So as a psychiatrist, you know, not just a former military guy and analyst, Tell us what you think of her and this disease of arrogance that Nancy Pelosi, Maxine Waters, and others have straight ahead, right down to the comedians that read off teleprompters like John Oliver. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite establishment is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is finally back at the InfoWars store. You can get 25% off the regular price for a limited time only at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It's a confidence game. I don't have a degree in psychology or a doctorate in it or a medical doctorate like Dr. Steve Pachinik. But just growing up, I noticed people who were delusional. They'd be like 5 years old and be a little girl imagining she was a princess. Or you'd be a little kid imagining you were Superman. But after about age 3, I remember saying to my friends, I don't want to play Superman because I'm not really Superman. And then you get around people in life that just, they get on these power trips and they just think they're invincible. And they always make the biggest mistakes in business, in life, you name it. And I don't know what you call that, but I look at the Democrats, the Republican leadership, you name it. They're on these power trips, the looks on their faces. I wouldn't buy a car from them. I would, if they were my neighbor, I'd be freaked out by it. They just look crazy. I mean, Hillary all the time looks insane. Walking around like seething with her eyes bugged out like she just snorted a bunch of methamphetamine with a big weird crocodile smile on her face. with a bunch of other weird sycophants running around behind her. I don't know what you call this psychologically, but it diseases them. And now we've got Nancy Pelosi. We've every time she speaks, almost saying George W. Bush is still president and not knowing what legislation is. And they think that Trump's in bed with an attack on Korea with Putin. I mean, these people have less knowledge than a junior high student. And then they say, we're not changing any policies. We're going full steam ahead. We're not changing Democratic Party leadership. We're doing a great job. When all the numbers show they're a dying party, totally delusional, their Russia narrative is hurting them, but they don't care. We're going back to Dr. Steve Pachinik here in a moment. But remember, we're listener-supported from The Daily Show to CNN to John Oliver to Trevor Noah to every program out there, every fake news show with teleprompter-reading actors posing as comedians, posing as newsmen. They demonize the fact that we sell products. In fact, the latest thing is I sell the desiccated bones of dead domesticated birds. Now, imagine they sit around and say, how do we make a bone broth formula? Now, the number one seller in the country. How do we make that sound weird? Well, we say it tastes terrible, which isn't true. Then we say it's the desiccated bones of domesticated dead birds. No, the healthiest collagen out there that has no connections to spongiform encephalopathy or prions, little crystals. They're not alive. It's not even like a virus. It's just a crystal thing that grows in some bovine that have been fed meat products and then can get in your brain. So we went with chicken. Everybody knows you leave the bones in when you make chicken broth when somebody's sick. Every wives tale, every culture, the hottest thing out there. 2 years ago, when I went and did market research at Whole Foods and GNC, the hottest thing and sold out was bone broths. And so I went to the biggest manufacturer in the country. They act like Dr. Group's our manufacturer. He just does a third of our stuff. He's a great guy. I went to one of the biggest organic producers, and I said, I want something three times stronger than anything else anybody makes. And we did it with chicken broth, bone broth. It's got all the trace elements, the minerals. It's got the cofactors. It's got basically the stem cells in it. And they take it and they put it together, and it's super strong. And that's why it's been sold out the two times we produced it. And that's why they hate us. So they turn that around. Let's play the Trevor Noah piece, and I'm going back to Dr. Pachinik or John Oliver, whatever the idiot's name is. And to make it sound like we're dirty and bad, we're so kooky. He says we sell the dust of dead domesticated birds, like we're killing parrots or something. Now, imagine if I said we sell the meat of dead domesticated birds. That sounds gross. If we sold chicken. But they make it sound bad, and they even attack that we sell coffee, high-quality southern Mexican, high-mountain, volcanic, or super high-quality coffee for $5 less than they sell it in Whole Foods. We get it from the exact same Chiapas farmers. I drank the coffee 20 years ago. I love it. I went, made the connections. We get it from the farmer co-ops for $5 less than it is in stores. It's a good deal. Wake Up America Coffee. They want to make fun of the fact that we sell things. So here's a brief clip of him engaging in alchemy, making it sound weird that we sell a high-quality bone broth formula with turmeric, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, and more superfoods. Here it is.
A chocolate-flavored drink mix made from bee pollen, stevia, and the dust of chicken skeletons. Now, according to InfoWars, it is one of the most popular new health trend in the world today. And by the look on Jones's face, it tastes exactly as good as it sounds.
Pour that in on a couple ice cubes, and folks, it tastes, when it's creamy and thick, I think it's better than Ovaltine. And it's got all the bone broth and so much more. This is why the ancients, they believe, had such better bones and were so much healthier. You can look it up. This, you could freeze this, and this would be better than, like, Bluebell chocolate ice cream.
Okay. I know for a fact that Alex Jones did not enjoy drinking that glass of Caveman, because I have got a glass of Caveman right here, and I can confirm to you that it tastes... it tastes exactly how you imagine a drink would taste.
Okay, I'm going to stop right there. I'm going to do an analysis of this today or tomorrow. It's a 20-minute piece. He spent the whole show on it, basically, and it's all lies. He says Jones spends close to 25% of his time plugging products. If you count plugs on air and the ads, that's the standard for broadcast radio and TV. Okay? 25% of an hour is 15, and that's the industry average 30 years ago. It's more like 19 minutes now. So we have less than the industry standard of radio and TV broadcast. And he wouldn't know that because he's on HBO, which is owned by Time Warner, that made $28 million last year ripping folks off on cable, so hated, one of the most hated companies in the world, that they changed their name twice the last few years. So here is this guy acting like it's bad that we sell a bone broth formula that is so popular. I mean, it's literally hard to quantify, but we're talking about the amount of nutrients that you get in 50 bowls of chicken soup per serving. I mean, it's something ridiculous like that. You can't really quantify it. It's amazing. Or BioPQQ. He makes fun of the fact that we're talking about the fact that that's known for nerve growth factor. You can even make claims with that because it's recognized as a drug all over the world. But because it's a food, we can sell it. They're trying to make it a drug right now. No one debates BioPQQ and that we have the organic source that the Japanese Mitsubishi makes. And it's expensive. We have to go through a medical doctor to get it from them. Okay, so I'm going to stop right there. It's just this is how they Svengali this and how they take something and turn it bad. Now, the reason I didn't know Buckley had put milk in it, because I've been drinking it for weeks when it came in, and it tastes okay in water, okay? I mean, it's very strong. It tastes okay. Doesn't work with vanilla flavor. It works with chocolate and strawberry flavor. He added milk, put it in a blender, and I was like, why is this super good now? It went from okay. I said that in the full piece. I said, what's going on? This is lighter color. He said, no. I drink it with milk. So I asked him to go make me some so I could do it on air. So the reason I'm going, why is that so good now is because it tasted okay before, and with milk, tastes amazing. You add icing to it, it tastes like a Frosty from Wendy's or something. The point is, you know what? I'm going to do the John Oliver challenge, and I'm going to announce it later. I haven't figured out what it is yet, but I'm going to do something like a discount for folks to get it, and you can return it if you don't think it tastes great with milk. I've now done it with protein powder and milk, even better. My kids love it, and believe it, they wouldn't be drinking if they didn't like it. They're so healthy drinking it. It's just crazy that they think you're so stupid. So free shipping ends tomorrow. We've been running it for a month. Huge discounts across the board. InfoWarsStore.com. 25% off on Caveman, 47% off on MycoZX that gets into the fungus and yeast and stuff in your gut, InfoWarsStore.com, a bunch of big discounts, colloidal silver, 66% off. One more thing he did is he said that I claim the competition will kill you in colloidal silver. I said in the full clip, don't go to someplace like a drugstore and get topical iodine and drink it, because it's not the same type of iodine and will eat a hole in your stomach and could kill you. That's a fact. I'm saying, it's not that I'm saying that's competition. It's not for ingestion. And people have emailed us and said, can I just buy the stuff, you know, at the store that's topical? And I'm like, no, talk to your physician. It says on the bottle, don't drink it. It's poison. Ours is a totally different type of iodine. But again, that's how they manipulate your mind. Now, I'm going to stop. I'm going to give them the floor for the rest of the hour. Dr. Steve Pachenik, stevepachenik.com. It's just that this is a war. They're trying to cut off our funding. InfoWarsStore.com. I should add, you should get his great books at stevepachenik.com, both the fiction and nonfiction. Okay, going back to Steve Pachenik. We were getting into Hillary's psychology, Madam President, I should say, and just the weird delusional behavior, the way that they think they're invincible. You're a psychiatrist. You know, you're a guy that did the Camp David Accord, PSYOPs, the only successful peace deal in Middle East history. I mean, you know, you helped found Delta Force. You know military psychology. You're a smart guy. We've seen all this diagnosing Trump from afar. So let's be honest. Give us your from afar analysis of Trump. and then give us your analysis of the Democratic Party leadership that act like the Hale Bopp cult or something. Like you see cults, they walk around with this, we're invincible, everything's wonderful. I mean, what is going on? Did Martians replace them or something?
Let me say something, Alex. I may be a psychiatrist, but I'm your friend and I'm a friend of the show, and I've got to tell you something. I want you to understand that you are being praised by every time they make fun of you. I mean, you got to remember the old axiom, every knock is a boost. And I want you to turn that around because your mind is so sharp, you're so witty, that instead of being defensive, which I understand you could be, but you're far better on the attack. And quite honestly, they're increasing your penetration of a market that they never had. And so people come up.
Well, I didn't tell you this. I hadn't announced it. We checked the numbers. We normally lose money on a Sunday and a Saturday. Because of that, we had record sales for the month on Sunday and yesterday. People went and bought it.
I know, but here's what I suggest. Your mind's too fast.
Oh, come on.
But they do. Now, listen to me. I'm not being counted. I know you very well. I would suggest you either invite Oliver on your show and have a discussion or, go at it, because you have a far better brain.
I will invite him and his writers on, because we all know Oliver is a composite.
No, I understand, but I want just you and Oliver, because the wit that you have is far sharper than anybody realizes. Let me tell you something about yourself that you don't appreciate. Whatever you are or you're not, you are an incredible wit that can absorb things at a very high speed. And you've got to use that as a weapon to basically say, okay, they've been knocking me down, but you know what? I'm still up. So you got an Anderson Cooper. Go and talk to him. I mean, Anderson can't match your own wit.
We've invited them all on. They're all scared to come on.
Well, then fine. Then go on their show. And so you went with Megyn Kelly. What did it do? It increased your ratings. But the reality is, you started with nothing. InfoWars was nothing. And suddenly we have millions of people buying a lot of products. Google has to censor you. They censor me, or Twitter has to censor. And the point of fact, take that as a point of compliment. That's your battle medal. You just went into one battle after another. And I'm saying to you, look, I have faith in your ability to absorb and to be able to respond so fast at the moment, even better than they are. I would not want to say that you're a better comedian, but I would honestly say you're a far better comedian, and you and I know that. So for you to be able to confront them, either on their show, your show, whatever you care about, it's not an issue whether the product is good or not, or whether you have to rationalize anything. You don't have to rationalize anything. The bottom line is, I would want you to go face to face with these guys, and you know that I know that your mind is far faster, far sharper, far more incisive. You know, you're lethal when it comes to humor. And, these are the new humorists, so to speak. They can't compare to the old line guys like Bill Hicks and others who you might have known about. But these, the Bill Hickses and the other, the guys who really started the whole industry, that's what you're like. And when you come face to face with them, use it. Don't be defensive. That's fine. If they don't like your product,
well, you're nice to say that. I totally get they're attacking us because we're effective. It's just that they're so incredibly full of bull. Now, seriously, let's get into the psychology of Hillary. You got cut off by the break.
Hillary, there's not very much psychology. I mean, I'm not going to put a diagnosis in her. I said day one when we went after her, she's not very bright. She's a manipulative individual. She's self-destructive. She's a sycophant. She has all the elements of what a classical politician is. But I said very early on, she's not bright. She has no concept of A to Z to Y. She has no strategic sense, neither did Bill. In some ways, Bill is smarter because he understood what he had to do, and he got caught on it. Hillary got caught on it, but she didn't care. They're parasitic in nature. Most of these politicians, Pelosi, Feinstein, they all have husbands who've made a fortune, and they color their hair with this absurd brown or black dye. So, I mean, they're parasites that are, you know, covered over with all kinds of nonsensical pharmaceuticals or you know, colors. The diagnosis for Trump isn't, and there is no mental diagnosis for Trump. Trump may be, and he may be forceful, he's aggressive, he's mercurial, he's this, he may be that, but the bottom line is he built a multi-billion-dollar organization having to deal with an assortment of people. Now, if the American Psychoanalytical Association thinks that they can make official medical diagnosis on Trump, I welcome them. And then I would welcome working with Trump and his family to sue the hell out of the American Psychoanalytical. I was trained by psychoanalysts at Harvard. And I warned the psychoanalyst at Harvard, Mass Mental Health, you will go under in 5 years. I was right. They went under in 5 years. So basically, they're a small cult group. Freud had some input into our understanding, but Freudian theory is old. It's not applicable to many things. And they are a little group where they don't really have much experience in politics or government. I may be the only psychiatrist who's worked with four or five presidents directly and then went into the systems and helped them out. But I wasn't there to say, oh, he's crazy, she's crazy. I'm there to say, this is what you're going to do strategically. This is what you have to do tactically. What can I say? I couldn't have created a group of parasites that were 80 years old, Feinstein, Pelosi, 79, Maxine Waters, who confuses. I mean, it's so absurd that they're self-destructive.
Well, we're showing some footage right now of the Democrats meeting on Capitol Hill right now. There's Nancy Pelosi. I will be right back. Stay with us.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Today I'm excited to announce the new limited shipment of DNA Forces finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products like DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are in go.
All right, final segment with Dr. Steve Pachinik. Then we've got Dr. Corsi joining us. Big break news. I do intend to take a ton of calls later in the week. I've been taking more calls. Paul Joseph Watson is going to be hosting the fourth hour today. In fact, after Corsi leaves us, we'll start taking phone calls at the bottom of the next hour. I'll give that number out in the next hour. I want to understand tyranny. As corrupt people get into governing systems, they like to steal, they like to cheat, they like to manipulate, they don't like to actually build things. They bring in more people to build their empire, and at a certain point, it drives out all the producers, and you collapse like Venezuela is right now. But you look at the incredible production power of modern societies, it allows the baubles and things to keep flowing. And now with the robots coming in, will we reach a point where despite the fact that we have incredible corruption and waste, that the kind of automated systems take over? And so you've got these insane, mentally ill people on power trips kind of running things. They're the ghosts in the machine. And then now the mistakes that normally would just kick them out of power manifest as giant wars or crises that get magnified or exacerbated once they actually get triggered because they get held off so long and papered over by the advances we've made as a civilization. Or do the advances expose them and bring them down faster? I mean, I don't think anyone knows the answer to this. But a lot of the top billionaires themselves are moving to very remote areas. They're very paranoid. They believe things are going to collapse. Dr. Pachinik is an optimist. What do you think is going to happen?
I think your latter point was right on the head. What's happening, and I've said it from day one, and you and I have discussed it, and you thought I was a genius when I said it, but I'm still saying it's a devolution of power. The federal government is becoming more and more irrelevant. That's why the Rex Tillersons can come in. They can cut the State Department. They're 20,000 people. I could honestly say I could work with the State Department with about 10 people. Kissinger did that. Baker did that. Almost everybody else. It's the same issue that Kelly will come in. He will cut the staff 50% or even more. The bottom line is very simple. None of our politicians, either Republican or a Democrat, have ever really created a company or built anything. And the truth of the matter is America's waiting for the infrastructure. And that's the one thing I would say to Trump and to Kelly. Get rid of all the other nonsense. Let's start putting in money into the infrastructure. I don't know why Obamacare came up first. I don't know why anything else came up first. You have to get into the infrastructure. The minute we get into infrastructure, you will see the power of the different states, the counties, and the American people. Now, you got to remember also, at this present time, the economy is so good that we have a 2% growth rate. We should get to 4%. But at the same time, we have the lowest unemployment ever. That had nothing to do with Congress. That has nothing to do with the Senate. It has everything to do with the fact that we have small business people. Automation will present a very serious problem. And that problem is for the millennials and others, because we're going to have to get into a gig economy, or GIG economy, where an individual who's a millennial might have to have more than one job. I just met a young man, an African-American, who's 20 years old. He has a talent management agency. He has something else. He's involved in the National Guard. He has two or three businesses, and he's only 20 years old. But he's affected. The same fear down in the South. I see young people building up companies faster than anyone can imagine. The fact of Hollywood, they're finished. They can't make these five-minute infomercials. They can't make a five-minute spot on the Internet. So what happened with the Internet, and our military and DARPA understood it, we broke up the federal government. And that's why, in effect, our military understood this better than anyone. It's not an accident. I was trained in 1972 by Defense Advanced Research Project Agency.
Tell you what, back in 70 seconds, I want to hear about this in 70 seconds. Five more minutes with Steve Pachenik, then Dr. Corsi. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. Tons of key breaking news there right now. Spread those articles, folks. The globalists hate it. We can overpower their IT, their AI, with you.
They use their media to assassinate real news.